This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklarbro Country, the virus edition, a.k.a. the Pandy Pods.
A.k.a. two nice guys, no big surprise.
A.k.a. we got the jokes, and Randy looks like he's wearing a sweater on the ski slopes in 1980. Guys, how are ya? It's great to be back here. I'm in my like 80s ski sweater, if need be.
I absolutely love it. I love it.
So happy to be here with you. And again, hoping that these little bite-sized chunks of daily podcast give you something to laugh about.
Something to listen to, something to enjoy,
something to take your mind off the craziness that is this world. It's still a crazy world. We got to be careful. We got to be nice to each other and all those wonderful things, but let's do it with comedy. Let's jump into a story.
Okay. One thing we need in this world more of is nuance.
I would say just a little bit of nuance.
Not a ton.
Just enough to add just a little bit of depth to the situation. And just, I want a nuanced approach to the amount of
nuance
in this thing. Okay.
That's right. You don't want to go overboard with the nuance.
So nuance allows us to hold many different thoughts in our heads at once.
Right.
Okay. It allows us not to paint everyone or everything with too broad of a brush, and allows us to deal with each person individually based on their actions and the circumstances surrounding those actions. Very important.
Right.
The why of a crime, I think, really matters.
What is the intent?
When assessing how to punish people based on what they've done wrong and who have done wrong,
circumstances matter.
I think they do, Jay.
They do.
They can change a case midstream. We have such a doozy of a story here.
Yes.
And it involves a Confederate monument that has been, shall we say, repurposed.
Yes, yes.
And yes, because it's a Confederate monument, I think a different set of rules need to apply when talking about how we protect it.
So we'll lay it out. We'll explain to you what happens, and you know, you can decide whether or not we're approaching this the right way. But it is this. The story ends up being a little more funny than like intense.
Right.
But,
so here we go, Jay.
Okay. Two people accused in a bizarre random plot that involved a threat.
Not only a random plot, a ransom plot.
And a ransom plot. Yes. To involved a threat to turn an Alabama Confederate monument into a toilet have been arrested in New Orleans, and police said Friday that they are searching for a third suspect.
Maybe they misinterpreted their plan to turn it into a dumping ground.
Yeah. Jason Warnick, 32, and Catherine Diono, 24, were booked with possessing stolen property after the Jefferson Davis Memorial Chair was recovered Thursday in the Upper Ninth Ward, police said.
Cue the silver, the band Silver Chair is what
you
I would say.
You gone away too, fat boy, fat boy. So Silver Chair was a band in the 90s.
Right.
They were high school kids.
They were high school kids from Australia, and we thought, how great would it be if they, our old sketch that we wanted to do was Silverchair in a battle of the bands competition in their high school. against a Silverchair cover band.
And they lose to the Silverchair
because
cover
the cover band was so good.
Okay. The ornately carved 500-pound stone relic, this is the chair, was stolen last month from a cemetery in Selma, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Prosecutors estimate its value at $500,000.
That's a lot of bones.
Well, that's what the prosecutors are estimating its value at because they're trying to get top dollar out of this. Mm. As of Friday afternoon, 34-year-old Stanley Pate was still wanted in the case. The latest in a nationwide wave of activist actions against memorials to slave owners and Confederate leaders.
And their monumental furniture.
And this is monument furniture, this mm-hmm. this chair.
This
Such
is.
Monuments have come under increasing attack since a counter-protester was killed in 2017 during a white supremacist rally against the removal of a Confederate General Robert E. Lee statue in Charlottesville.
Remember
Virginia.
That? Jews will not replace us?
Remember that? Feels like years ago.
Yeah.
And yet that was the beginning of Trump publicly supporting white supremacy. What,
yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Remember, he was like, there are good people on both sides.
You got a shot. You had a chance. He had a chance right there to stand up to it, and he couldn't.
Could not do
it.
And
then that was that defined
him. And that led
him.
To so much more.
New Orleans police said Friday they have returned the Davis chair to its owners, an Alabama chapter of the United Daughters of the Confederacy, which commissioned the monument in 1893.
Who the hell are these idiots? They should have kept it and sold it for charity.
Folks.
Q.
Charity. Davis, who enslaved dozens of people before the Civil War, was the sole president of the Confederacy.
Sole president of the Confederacy, that's like being the only lead singer of Nickelback.
Or the sole commissioner of the XFL.
Or the star of the TV show Cop Rock.
Sole president of the Confederacy.
The inventor of the Rubik's Snake.
That's like being Papa John.
Literally, Papa John.
What's John's last name?
DiGiorno?
DiGiorno?
Is
Papa John, did he come up with DiGiorno?
No.
It's not Papa John DiGiorno.
I think it's Papa John DiGiorno, but I don't think DiGiorno's is his pizza.
I think it's Di Gregorio.
Di Gregorio.
I could be wrong.
I don't know.
You know what? The bottom line is
he's an asshole.
And I don't care. The drama surrounding the monument dates from March 19th when it was taken from the old Live Oak Cemetery. Part of me loves the fact that Live is in the name of the cemetery.
Of a dead cemetery, yeah.
Live and old, both uplifting and insulting sentiments in one name.
That's right. And neither of them kind of have anything to do with the cemetery.
Neither of them represent the cemetery. According to the news outlet AL.com, Alabama.com, a group calling itself White Lies Matter.
I love this group.
Later threatened to use the chair as a toilet if the United Daughters of the Confederacy did not hang a certain banner outside its headquarters in Richmond, Virginia by Friday afternoon.
This seems fun, guys.
The 156th anniversary of the Confederate surrender that ended the Civil War. That's funny.
Threaten to use the chair as a toilet the way pigeons have for decades.
Right. So let's be honest. Birds have been using cemeteries.
Birds have been crapping all over this thing and doing what we all should be
decades,
doing.
Right. So now you're upset about it. The news organization reported that the banner included a quote from Black Liberation Army activist Assata Shakur, who was linked to the New Jersey State Troopers murder in 1973. The rulers of this country have always considered their property more important than our lives. That's the quote.
Property like this chair?
Solid quote, though. I do like the quote. And I'm not sure the Daughters of the Confederacy will comply with this request.
I don't think they will.
They seem like reasonable people. You better write it out for them, though.
Because I'm guessing they ain't that good at spelling.
While they were somber about the legacy of the Confederacy, the group's members adopted a playful tone about the Davis chair's theft in an email. We took their toy and we don't feel guilty about it. They never play with it anyway.
They're having fun, guys.
That's taunting.
Showboating.
It's a little show.
Showboating.
There's no room for that in the monument defiling game. Actually, let me rephrase that. There is completely
room for that in the monument defiling game.
After news of a $5,000 reward for the chair's recovery circulated, investigators in Alabama received a tip that the monument was held inside a storage room, and we're going to tell you where on
right
the other
after
side
this
of this break.
Hey guys, I want to talk to you about a great sponsor for our podcast. I'm talking about Lucy Nicotine. It is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative.
Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck. Researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients. That's very important. Lucy has created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine in cherry ice flavor. Each and every flavor actually tastes great. It's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, or even in the gym. I have a friend who helped basically transition from not smoking again by using this type of a thing. And Lucy is so great. And I know that he is so happy that he used the gum to get off of smoking. And he wasn't smoking around his family. He wasn't doing it at work. And it just made him so much happier. It's 2021, guys. Get rid of your cigarettes. Unplug the vape. Throw out your dip. And get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. This is the real deal. We cannot endorse this enough. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. So it's simple. You don't have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down. Sklarbro Country Virus Edition listeners, go to lucy.co and use the promo code Sklarbro to get 20% off all products on your first order, including gum or lozenges. That's Lucy, LUCY.CO. Use the promo code Sklarbro, SKLARBRO, at checkout. Disclaimer, warning, this product contains nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Lucy.CO, and be sure to use that promo code Sklarbro.
Hey guys, do you like this show? Are you enjoying it? Do you want to make one of your own? Well, let me tell you about Anchor, and Jay, you can help me out. It's so easy. Anchor makes it easy to do a show like this. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that
I love it.
That allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. I love how simple it is to make content nowadays, and Anchor really makes it easy. Now you can even add any song from Spotify straight to your episodes. This is so cool. Possibilities are endless. For what you can do and what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, sports talk radio.
This is a real opportunity. I feel like the pandemic has kind of in many ways gotten us a little more creative in saying, what do we want to say? And let's move forward with that, even without the pandemic. And Anchor makes that easy for you.
Yeah, or maybe you want to do a show that the world's never heard before.
Right.
Well, get up off your butt and do it. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you as well, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. They're basically making it easy for you to do this thing. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast. What you got to do, it's so easy. Download the Anchor app, go to anchor.fm and get started. It is so easy. We love Anchor. Thank you for letting us do this.
Thank you for sponsoring our show, because again, they understand these guys are in the creativity business and they support other creative things. So we say support them because they support us.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We got a live Dumb People Town happening on May 22nd. Chris Thiele of Nickel Creek, going to play a little mandolin. Mm-hmm. Love him. And then the Doughboys are our guest. If you love the Doughboys podcast, if you don't know what it is, it's amazing. Nick and Mitch, they are fantastic.
Love them.
Their podcast has a very strong following. It's going to be Dumb People Town and the Doughboys smashing up together to just create absolute stupidity and fun live through Nowhere Comedy Club. Go to nowherecomedyclub.com and get your tickets there, or danielvankirk.com, get your tickets there. It's going to be a blast. So check that out.
So when we left this story, we had a group called White Lies Matter.
Lies Matter. And they stole a Jefferson Davis's chair and we're going to turn it into a toilet, which I think is really funny. There was a
reward offered for $5,000. I can't believe they're saying the chair is worth $500,000, but they were offering an award for a tip on the chair. And then someone came forward and said, the chair is being kept in a storage room
inside of a tattoo shop on the 1000 block of Touro Street in Faubourg, Marigny.
That checks out.
Yeah.
That it would be in a tattoo. Someone should get a tattoo of the chair.
Of them using the chair as a toilet.
Yes.
Just so that can be...
And then when you find that guy, then you got the culprit.
There you go.
That easy. The tipster said it was on a dolly covered by a brown tarp held with red and yellow tie downs, and the informant provided photos, police wrote in court documents.
Narc. You're a narc. You're a narc, dude.
Find that person, hold them down, give them a giant tattoo across their back that says narc.
That's a great idea.
That's what I say.
A giant
tattoo.
Okay.
Police obtained a search warrant for the shop and raided it Wednesday. The chair wasn't there, though.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
But officers encountered Warnick, who reported that he and Diono own the shop. Okay, here we go.
Come on, dude.
And he mistakenly said, we've never seen a chair like long before anyone asked. So
you can't say we've never seen a chair like that. You can't deliver information that they haven't given you yet, because that's how they get you.
Nearby investigators found a surveillance video that showed a masked woman with a tattoo of a candlestick on her right forearm.
Guys,
you can't have tattoos and steal stuff and not cover up.
You got to cover it up. We did that mafia story where the guy covered up his face, but he still had tattoos that they saw.
He got busted for a YouTube cooking show.
Come on, guys. You're better than that.
So they loaded into a U-Haul van. Warnick is one of the suspects. Maybe don't hire people at a tattoo shop who have tattoos to do your bidding for you.
Yeah, that are easily identified.
Their tats are going to give them away.
That's right.
Police said that the chair was left at the corner of North Galvez and Feliciana Streets, and someone sent the intersection's GPS coordinates to the United Daughters of the Confederation.
Well, that's menschy.
That is nice.
You know, and if anybody deserves to be treated well, it's the Daughters of the Confederacy.
Officers recovered the chair there Thursday morning and arrested Diano and Warnick, the New Rizzolian Isles.
I love it.
Later in that day, police department said both were ordered released from jail on their own recognizance on Thursday. Their attorneys, Michael Kennedy and Michael Swanson, said in
that's the newest Rizzolian
Kennedy
Isles.
And Swanson, the new Rizzolian Isles, also said their clients have, quote, no specific ties to White Lives Matter or any political activist group. They do have some general ties, though.
And they have
some family ties.
They have the family ties, and they have got the red and yellow ties to tie the chair down.
Yeah, exactly. The facts and circumstances that have led to this arrest amounting to nothing more than a mistake. That's what their lawyers are saying, albeit an unfortunate one. We have no doubt that our clients will be proven not guilty, and should the case even make it that far.
I have a doubt. I have a doubt about this.
I get that it's not a big deal, but you can't just say it was a mistake.
Clearly, they took the chair. It's not theirs to take.
They should have to answer to that, I think. But if the chair is returned and it's in its original state, I don't know. Is that a big deal? It's back where it was.
Maybe white supremacists will learn from this story.
So I think they should take this chair and they should treat this chair like a racist Stanley Cup.
So okay? It travels around
to a different racist asshole for a couple days every year. But before we send it around, we insert a little GPS chip in there, and then we can start tracking and following each one of these racist assholes. And it's the racist Stanley Cup.
I love it.
Wouldn't that be great?
I love it.
Perfectly said, Rand. Way to end the show on that.
There you go.
There you guys. Stay protected. Stay connected. Don't get infected.
This is not a hoax.
But we got the jokes. La-di-da. La-di-da-di-da-di-da. La-di-da-da. In my car. Star Fans Audio. A podcast. A podcast network.